Some tenant groups in Boston want to make it more difficult for landlords to evict renters. They're asking the Boston City Council to stop what they consider unfair evictions. But landlords say the plan would amount to bringing back rent control. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
The proposal comes amid what advocates say is a displacement crisis in Boston. They point to studies that show the city leading the country in both wealth inequality and gentrification. For Dudley Square resident Felicia Young, there's no question displacement is happening in her neighborhood. It's happening to her.
I've been in that building for 16 years, and they didn't give us the option to stay. It's just pack your stuff and move. That's my home.
Young gets $1,600 a month in Section 8 vouchers. She says her development was recently sold, and the new owner is evicting every tenant in the building.
I've been here for 49 years, and once they start to improve the area, now they want to move me out. Is that fair? I don't think so.
Under just cause eviction, tenant advocates say property owners wouldn't be able to evict people like Felicia Young. Evictions would need to meet certain criteria, and converting a building to market-rate housing is not one of them. Organizer Steve Meacham of the group City Life Vida Urbana laid out the three tenets of the just cause eviction proposal at one of the group's recent meetings. The first is that banks couldn't evict people from foreclosed homes.
The second thing is we wanted to stop all evictions that are related to building flipping, you know, like when you buy a building and clear it out just to make a lot of money. We want that stopped just cause eviction.
Exempt from the rule would be those who own less than 5 units and live in one of them. The third requirement would be that the city receives notice whenever someone is evicted. That would allow groups like City Life to inform people of their rights. Just cause eviction is opposed by groups like the Small Property Owners Association, which prides itself on helping to abolish rent control in Boston 2 decades ago. The association's Skip Schloeming says just cause evictions will put the city on a path back to rent control.
The reason they want that is because keeping tenants in their units and protecting them from eviction is a way to build up a tenant movement. But it's too strong a movement.
Also opposed to just cause evictions is the Rental Housing Association. The group's president, Sarah Mathewson, says a just cause eviction ordinance would disincentivize the construction of housing. And that's the last thing Boston should do in today's market.
We're the only game in town for providing housing. So you continue to make it more difficult to do business over the long run may work against. Because the best way to solve sort of the availability of affordable housing is to build more of it.
Opponents and advocates of just cause evictions brought their cases to the city council yesterday. At the hearing was John Covino of Westboro, who owns a 3-family home in Jamaica Plain.
My longest running tenant was 15 years. She was an elderly woman who lost her job. I managed to keep her rent very low for those years, and I would do that for the right reasons.
At the same time, Covino says it's his property.
And if I want to fix it, I expect that I should be able to do so and be able to invest in that property so that its value doesn't diminish.
The Just Cause Eviction Ordinance would require a home rule petition from the state legislature. Organizers say a draft of the petition will be presented to the council this week. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.